Circle minted $3.25 billion in USDC on Solana in 1 week. A 2026 record Circle printed $3.25 billion in USDC on the Solana network over the past 7 days. Cointelegraph reported on April 6th. That figure is the largest single-week stablecoin minting volume recorded in 2026, and it pushes Solana's total USDC supply past $15 billion. The minting pace has been relentless. Circle maintained daily issuance rates near $750 million for several consecutive days in early April, with individual mints completing in under 10 minutes. Over the past month, cumulative issuance on Solana has exceeded $10 billion. $15 billion in dry powder Solana now processes more than $650 billion in monthly stablecoin volume, leading all blockchains in transaction throughput. The $1,534 billion USDC supply on the network represents a concentration of liquidity that no other non-Ethereum chain comes close to matching. That supply is not sitting idle. DeFi protocols on Solana absorb much of the fresh issuance. Lending markets, perpetual exchanges, and automated market makers all require deep stablecoin reserves to function at scale. When those reserves thin out, spreads widen, borrowing costs spike, and traders move elsewhere. Circle's minting pattern suggests this is demand-driven, not speculative. The issuance has been steady and planned, not a single large dump. Each mint correlates with on-chain activity surges. Trading volumes on active days exceeded $10 billion, a 90% plus increase from prior sessions. The Drift crater and its refill, part of the demand, traces directly to the aftermath of the Drift protocol exploit, which drained over $280 million from Solana's largest perpetual DEX. The exploit, attributed to a North Korean intelligence operation, created a liquidity vacuum across the Solana DeFi ecosystem. When a protocol of Drift's size collapses, the damage is not contained. Collateral gets liquidated, counterparties scramble to rebalance, and stablecoin reserves across adjacent protocols get drawn down. The contagion reached at least 20 protocols in the weeks following the exploit. Refilling that hole requires exactly what Circle has been supplying: billions in fresh USDC. Institutional appetite has not faded. The minting surge also coincides with growing institutional presence on Solana. Spot Solana ETF filings from Bitwise and Fidelity remain in progress, and the prospect of regulated ETF products has drawn capital into the ecosystem ahead of potential approvals. Circle itself has been expanding aggressively. USDC's total market cap surpassed $56 billion in early 2026, exceeding its 2022 peak. Total circulation reached $75.3 billion by year-end 2025, a 72% year-over-year increase. The company spent $461 million on distribution costs to maintain its positioning across exchanges and DeFi protocols. Solana is the primary beneficiary of that expansion. While Ethereum still holds the largest absolute USDC supply, Solana's throughput advantages, sub-second finality, and sub-cent transaction fees make it the preferred settlement rail for high-frequency trading and payment card top-ups. Fear index at 36, but stablecoin supply keeps growing. The broader market sits in a cautious position. As of April 6, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $69,138, plus 3.5% in 24 hours, ETH at $2,036, plus 4.9%, and SOL at 81.82, plus 2.8%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 36, firmly in fear territory. That divergence is worth noting. Stablecoin supply expansion typically signals incoming capital, not retreat. When Circle mints $3.25 billion in a week during a fear-driven market, it suggests that institutional and professional traders are positioning for deployment rather than pulling back. Spot CX volume sank to $986 billion in March, the lowest in 2 years. Retail has stepped away. But the stablecoin printing press tells a different story. Someone is loading up.